This is program number LW2588. The Empire State Building in New York City. It's still the leading tourist attraction. It's not the tallest building in the world anymore, but the Empire State Building was the tallest for over 40 years, and what a building it still is. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about it today. It's located on New York's famous Fifth Avenue. In August of 1929, five financiers calculated that they would be forking over $50 million to build it. It didn't cost that much. The Great Depression hit about that time, and they ended up spending only half as much. For just under $25 million, they built a building of 36 million cubic feet. Now, the architects, Shreve, Lamb, and Harmon, were building that structure to be the tallest in the world. But in 1930, the Chrysler Building proved great competition. The builders of that building secretly constructed a spire that elevated its height and brought it within just 4 feet of the Empire's 1,050 feet. So you know what the builders did on the Empire State Building? They added a 200-foot mast, making it by far still the tallest building in the world. Then the building, as it stands in New York today, reached its present height of 1,472 feet in 1950 when they installed a 22-story television antenna. Now here's what's amazing. It took over 7 million man-hours to build the Empire State Building. And those man-hours were spread over 1 year and 45 days, including Sundays and holidays. During peak periods, 3,400 men worked daily. They installed enough steel to build a double-track railroad from New York to Baltimore. The building has 6,500 windows, 10 million bricks, 50 miles of radiator pipe, and 70 miles of water pipe. It has, now get this, it has 3,500 miles of telephone and telegraph cable. That's just in one building. Now, if you want to go up in a hurry, just hop on one of its 73 elevators, and you can ascend from the first floor to the 80th floor in just 60 seconds. 58,000 people work in that one building, and that includes a cleaning staff of 200. Just about 2 million tourists visit the Empire State Building every year. It's one of the world's most famous tourist attractions. I mean, wasn't it even King Kong who visited it? I guess it's a pretty solid structure. Believe it or not, a B-25 bomber cruising at 200 miles an hour crashed into the building's 79th floor on July 28, 1945. 14 people were killed in that crash, yet 7 floors up, a messenger boy never left reading his comic book. They've got color floodlights on it now, installed in 1976, and they make the building's top 30 stories glow against the night's black sky in beautiful glittering colors that reflect the season or the occasion. I mean, in autumn, it's orange. In winter, it's icy blue. At Christmas time, it's red and green. During the bicentennial, guess what colors it was? You know, man can do some pretty fantastic things, and really, in comparison, the Empire State Building is just one of the minor magnificent structures. Take a look at the pyramids. Who knows how many thousands of masons, quarrymen, laborers worked for 20 years to build the tomb for just the pharaoh Cheops? Each stone in that pyramid weighed from 2.5 to 15 tons, and there were 2.5 million of these stones just in his pyramid. We human beings have built some mighty fantastic structures. But you know, we can't compare to the master builder. Did you know that when God made the world, he just spoke and it was done? I mean, he just opened his mouth, so to speak, and just spoke it all into existence. No effort, no 10 billion workers working for thousands of years. The Bible says, for he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. What a builder. What a God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's the Bible that says, I am God Almighty. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. Quite a challenge. I have a Bible study course that will help, and the course is yours free. Absolutely free. Write me for it and care this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.